is what, you know, they have to go through common law first to have that established.
But Britain colonized a lot of the world, so.
So far, the, mettons, just vite fait, the tip of my fingers, the States, common law. Canada, common law. New Zealand and all that, common law. You do place in South America, they're common law. Not on the whole planet is common law. But we are. The important thing, unless you want to move to the States, but Canada's common law.
What is the, because I mean, I know civil law, because that's French, but what else? Is there German law? Is there... I guess
yeah,
the Turkish.
Yeah,
I guess there's the Muslim state.
I never
they have
Sharia. Everybody has their own
Sharia law.
And NATO is trying to have one law.
Yeah.
If you look at human rights, it's another sort of. It's not a law, but it's.
It's a guideline, a charter.
And then they build.
Which is probably a very good thing, you know.
But if you look at it, then
I haven't read it.
We
but
think we have rights in Canada. Well, I'm sorry, we don't. We gave them up when we signed their papers.
Yeah, but that's going to an extreme.
The only rights that we have in Canada is the right to remain silent, and an attorney will be furnished for you if you can't pay for it.
It's on the theoretical level.
They don't have, well, they have legislative rights.
How
they don't have common law.
Living in China.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you said we don't have rights in Canada.
No, we don't.
Well, go to China, and just the way we're talking right now, you could get jailed and killed.
So
we don't have rights, but we're allowed to speak. So we're better off. Put it that way.
This is good. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah,
you know, like maybe on a very theoretical level, we don't have rights.
If you would have bothered, and
nobody
would have bothered to actually read the act that goes with it, that's like the whole thing,
ouais.
And you understood every single word in that?
Pas tout à fait, mais je comprends un peu comment
le système est. Okay, this is the way that they fool us and have fooled us from the beginning.
Okay.
De base, there's French, there's English, and there's this language called legalese, which resembles French, resembles English, but is not French or English. You're going to find, let's say, I'll use a word that's really common, must. It looks like it creates an algorithm. Tu regardes un petit dictionnaire, Larousse ou Robert, yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to say. If you look in the legal dictionary, it's not. Must is a synonym to made. It creates an option. But if you don't know there's an option there and you don't point that out, how can you have that option? A funny one for you, because I went through that one. What's an accident? Please, define me accident.
Well, more urgently, I'm going May 5th for my kid.
An accident.
Yeah, try that one.
You know.
Define accident. Just commonly, qu'est-ce que tu penses? What's an accident?
An unpredictable occurrence.
Okay. That's probably what...
I would say I'm a hell, but...
That's probably what le dictionnaire Larousse or Robert would say. But if you look in, let's say, a Black Law dictionary or any legal dictionary, an accident is to purposely, with intent, collide or hit someone or something. But if you had an accident, you planned it. You purposely did it. And that's how they get you. And you know that brick? Yeah, it's loaded of those words. So it creates, ça donne l'illusion d'être devoisé quelque chose, but actually if you look up every single word in the legal dictionary, because that's how they get us, you'll see that, okay, there's a lot more to it than just that.
Mais je pense qu'il faut jouer deux fronts. Moi, je pense que tout seul, juste à l'audier, puis là, tatiner en cours pour ton... Les gens qui tatinent sur son couch, un Freeman, juste être mon...
Non, mais
c'est plus l'affaire.
Ah ouais, tu dis quelque chose.
Mais c'est ça.
Oui, en ce moment,
ça
n'a
pas tombé
dans la
raison.
Moi, la corporation est pour le travail, pour l'interaction de travail, de monétaire.
Écoute, écoute, tu veux que ça se finisse. Tu veux ne plus l'avoir sur ton dos, right?
Quoi ça?
Le terrain sur ta compagnie. Okay? Lui, il dit qu'en ta compagnie, tu ne peux pas l'audier. Alors, si tu ne l'audies pas, tu ne peux pas faire la construction que tu veux.
Robin me dit que oui. Non, mais
écoute,
ça...
écoute, tu veux-tu écouter deux secondes?
Ok, vas-y.
Ça mène à la conversation qu'on avait tantôt.
Okay.
Donc, le moment, ma question à moi était, toi, en ce moment, ta grande peur, c'est de perdre le terrain parce que tu fais banqueroute ou whatever.
Ouais.
Bon, vends-moi-les à une pièce. Moi, je vais payer
4 heures que je dis, Chris, je veux te le vendre, puis tu veux pas aller voir un avocat ou
voir
un avocat.
Tu n'as pas
vendu
parce que t'as été fourré d'un autre.
Bon, mais écoute les dons.
Everything happens for a reason in the end. You don't own that land. Your corporation does not own that land. I'm sorry. You might have paid for it. Your corporation.
Yeah, but it's under my name legally, whatever.
Yeah, basically.
You know, je sais que si, ouais, vas-y, continue.
Davos, the day that you did get your land.
Yeah.
Under your name or the corporation, doesn't matter, same difference.
Save $9,000.
You got told you must register your land. You didn't have to. That's where you fucked up. You registered your land. Under their own documentation, the land belongs to the registrar. The day that you registered your land, you abandoned your land in maritime jurisdiction, which is the law of the sea. The government or registrar came under, claimed it under maritime salvage, just like a pirate would find a treasure in the middle of the ocean, okay? They gave you the right, as a trustee, they gave you the right to pay for it, de l'entretenir, but they think it does not belong to you, and they can come and get it back anytime they want.
But for a reason.
Bon,
pour le miner, pour le ci, pour
c'est
le...
C'est ça, il y a quand même d'autres droits. L'ODL, c'est peut-être le dernier, mais t'as les mineral rights, puis t'as les...
Mineral rights is legislation. Ah. As soon as you get into an ODL, you own your land, everything that's above, and everything that's below. So mineral rights do not belong to them no more, they belong
to you. Well, fine, I made a mistake, it's not my land, it's not... It's the registrar's, c'est ça, moi je veux pas...
So,
Those bylaws. But
then you'd have to
there's
catch-22
there's a catch-22
and they
called
think it doesn't belong to you. So anytime they have a fit against anything you do, they can come and retake what is.
Okay, so what do I do? I have to sell
actually,
it to
I have
her?
A question. Sorry, Eric.
Yep, no worries.
Have you heard of the Landowners Association?
Right.
In Ontario, the Landowners Association.
No.
Okay, well, anyways.
À 4 ans, je dis la même chose.
They've been on... Anyways, it's been on the radio, and what they're talking about is the basically getting your grant land. Anyways, there's some sort of title to land. It's not. It's the actual document or whatever. Yeah.
The actual official, this is mine and this is proof that this is mine. Yeah, online on anything that's real estate or
things.
Okay. Anyway, there seems to be a landowners association that deals
with... Would there be a lawyer that would actually legalize the contract of me selling to her? Because that doesn't buy it also. So how do you go about, is it a piece of paper I can just... Because that's what I told her. I said, I can sign a legal contract with you that I'm selling you the house.
Yeah, you said the big mistake. Is there a legal way?
Well,
not
legal
for what
way,
you want to do.
But just,
there's a
can I sign this house to my wife? Just say, it's yours. That's it.
Well, first...
What will happen then?
First, you need to...
Well, house and terrain is different too. House is not being fully paid, terrain is.
Right.
There's a difference between house and terrain.
Okay, so if the land's actually paid for completely, The
lineup there is paid for completely. There's no attachment by the bank.
So you did a big gift to the registrar. You just paid for their land. They give you the right to use it.
I actually didn't give him the registrar any money. I gave money to the other guy who got screwed. So it would be passing on deeds, whatever you want to call it.
It doesn't.
Yeah, but at this point, it doesn't matter whether I made the mistake or who made the mistake.
Wait,
whatever.
Are you saying
I have the land?
Wait a minute.
Right?
If you're saying that someone
you're saying I can't elodiate because I'm a corporation. It's registered. So how do I go? Am I better off to sell it than trying to unregister? By selling it, that person who's going to buy it will just not register. But who's going to be, like, there is at the city to change things, they ask you for a legal document. They ask you for the notary or a notary. They ask for the notary.
Well, yeah, a notary will notarize your allodial title once everything is claimed, but first you need to find a way to disassociate that land from the registrar. Technically...
Well, which registrar? What does registrar mean?
Quand t'as acheté ton terrain, t'es fait dire, ok, faut t'es enregistré ton terrain.
Moi, j'ai rien fait. Moi, j'ai donné un chèque, puis j'ai reçu un chèque avec des papiers. Fait que c'est le notaire qui l'a enregistré.
Okay, c'est le notaire qui l'a enregistré. Si toi, tu l'as laissé faire, you let him do that.
Ouais, I paid him to do that.
Bon, c'est ça. Tu pensais que c'était juste ça, tes options. Dans le fond, à ce moment-là, tu aurais pu faire, no, I choose not to register this land. Puis là, eux vont faire, mais t'as pas le choix. Puis là, tu leur envoies une belle notice of understand qui dit, your own words say that this word means this. So unless you can prove to me that this is not correct, you got 10 days to answer back.
And this is expect what you got the notary?
No, the notary is your friend.
Hein?
You're gonna use the notary pour établir tout ce que tu veux faire.
Ça, mais on a-tu un notaire qui connaît ça, ces lois-là?
They all do. They will all pretend that they don't.
Ouais,
but they find an oath saying that they do and they can.
Yeah.
They might say, oh, no, I can't do that. Then you turn around, you take their own oath, and you put their own oath on their table, and you're like, yeah, well, your oath says that you have the ability to do this, so I'm assigning you to do this. Do not do that? Well, no problem.
Okay.
I'll write a snap nasty letter to your association, and I'm going to get your notary license revoked.
When I talk to Rob, he says, well, now you figure it out. But I don't have time. I'm involved in another thing. So, you know,
an easy step. But once those not easy steps are actually dealt with and done, then you're actually going to be able to sit on your ass and not have to worry about a thing for the rest of your life.
But then again, I'm not convinced that it's such a great deal. Because you're left on your own, you know. The police will just not come if you have something.
The court can't do nothing. Bylaw
can't
do nothing.
But what if they
I don't have
you?
A problem dealing with society.
An underground element. If the cops avoid the place.
Well, unless you're doing really, really something snap nasty and you want Men in Black to get involved, to that point, no, they're not going to do nothing. They can't. Because if they try to do something, they will be breaking a law that is found under the Criminal Code of Canada, and you can't turn around and hold them responsible for it. Like, let's say you have an allodial for your land. The courts come in and they claim there, and you can't do that.
Mais j'ai un terrain, tu vends 10 arbres, puis là, ça devrait faire banqueroute, puis tout le monde me dit, ben, c'est pas correct. Je le sais, je suis pas correct.
Pas de rien,
oui, mais c'est quoi que je fais demain matin?
Ah, mais c'est ça.
What do I do? C'est beau avoir de la théorie, mais il faut que ça soit pratique. Je le vends-tu à elle? Je le vends-tu à mon gars?
You're better off with her. You're
I don't know.
Well, regarde, mettons, là, OK.
Joue pas la game de « Je peux-tu te trosser, mon Chris? » C'est moi, « Je peux-tu te trosser, toi? » Fuck off.
Ouais,
c'est une maison, tabarnak. Tu sais,
tu
peux trosser.
C'est une maison que je peux faire demain matin.
Ouais, parce que quand même, de deux ans, j'ai vécu ça. T'as vécu ça belle, Chris? Ouais,
well,
t'as fait ta loi, t'as fait ce que tu veux, t'as fait partout, pis tu vas payer le loyer.
They're under there.
They're under there.
They're under there. They're under there. They're under
there. They're
Elle se posait faire ça avec elle, là, 4 ans. Elle voulait une maison, elle voulait cette
idée.